Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mogwenere. Pastor Mogwenere, can you hear me?
Yes. How are you? How are you?
Well, thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Today I'm great, and yourself?
I'm great, lovely. Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today, Pastor, is if God is all just, and speak to the God's justice now, the very sense of justice. It says if God is all just, how can he possibly punish mankind for what Adam did?
Wow. This is a brilliant question. If God is all just, how can he punish everyone for what Adam did?
Pastor, are you still there? There you go. That line again. Pastor, can you hear me? Pastor?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor. It was disturbing us again. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I was saying, humanly speaking, you cannot punish somebody for what he has not done. So the question is God punishing humans for what Adam has done or not? Let's get into the Bible and learn from the scriptures on the issue of judgment and on the issue of punishment. Does God punish people for what they have not done? If we are able to answer this from the Bible, then we can now answer it from other scholars and see how best we can address this issue. Now, Jeremiah is saying here, Jeremiah chapter 18, there is something with Jeremiah is talking about on the issue of punishment, on the issue of punishment. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 18. I am reading a verse now. It says here, let me open it in my Bible.
Would you like me to read it from Pastor?
Yes, from your side, it will be great. It will be great.
Okay. Where would you like to read?
May you open?
Yes.
Jeremiah?
Yes.
Jeremiah?
Yes, I've got Jeremiah.
Verse chapter 18.
Yes.
Verse 20.
All right. You want me to read only verse 20, Pastor?
Only verse 20.
All right. From my version, which is the NIV version, that's the New International Version, it reads, should good be repaid, or repaid rather, with evil? Yet they have dug a pit for me. Remember that I stood before you and spoke in their behalf to turn your wrath away from them.
Okay. So Jeremiah is saying God's purpose or God's plan is not to bring us evil, but is to take away the wrath from what? From us.
Yeah.
That is his what? That is his plan. So his plan is not to punish us. His plan is to turn away the wrath from us. So the question is, so what about children who are being punished for the sins of their fathers? Is it possible that God punishes us for the sins of our fathers? I'm opening also that Jeremiah, where God says, I don't punish the children for the sins of their fathers. Now, with this in mind, so it is not God's plan that he punishes us for the sins of our fathers. But what do we inherit from Adam? What do we inherit from Adam? Chapter 5, verse 12, the book of Romans says this, chapter 5, verse 12. You can read it from your end. Chapter 5, verse 12, Romans. It helps us to see what we inherit from Adam. It Romans 5, verse 12.
It reads, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sinned.
Now, because of this text, this is why people think or assume that God punishes everyone because of the sins of Adam. The first proponent of this is Saint Augustine. Saint Augustine in the first century believed from this text that we inherit the sin of Adam and we inherit the punishment of Adam. Now, look at this, look at this. But if we look at this text closely, it's not talking about that we inherit the sin of Adam, but what we inherit is a sinful nature, a nature which loves, or a nature which loves to do evil. But we do not inherit the evil of Adam. Now, if God is now punishing, that is the same also if God is going to serve. If God is going to serve. Chapter 14, verse 14 and verse 21, Ezekiel says, even Noah and Job, if they were in that city, their righteousness will only deliver themselves. So even the righteousness of Noah cannot deliver his children. Therefore, the unrighteousness of Noah cannot be put on or placed on his what? On his sons. So in simple terms, biblically speaking, God doesn't punish anyone because of the father's sins. But rather, what we inherit from our fathers. This is what we inherit from our fathers. Chapter 1, verse 18, Peter says, you are delivered by the blood of Jesus from the evil ways of your fathers. So what do we inherit from our fathers? From Adam, what do we inherit? We inherit disobedience. So because of disobedience, then we are punished. So in simple terms, God is just to the extent that he will never punish anyone because of the sins he or she has not committed. So the issue of thinking that people are punished because of Adam's sins, it is an erroneous doctrine. It doesn't emanate from the Bible. It is just coming from failing to understand what do we inherit from Adam. From Adam, we inherit the sinful nature. From Adam, we do not inherit sin, but we inherit the sinful nature. These are two different things. So punishment is a consequence of sin. But Adam, we inherited the sinful nature, not his sins. So because we have the sinful nature, it is easy for us to do evil rather than to do what? To do good.
Okay. All right. If that's the case, Mfundisi, I'm hoping, and that's made abundantly clear. We thank you very much for coming through and talking to us, Mfundisi. I'm hoping I will be able to have these conversations more clearly as you have explained it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Pastor. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Lovely, lovely.
Let me just share this text as we close. As
all right.
We close.
All right.
Jeremiah chapter 1. If you can open it.
Jeremiah
chapter 31, verse 29.
31.
Jeremiah. Yes, 31, verse 29 and 30.
Okay. From my version, it reads, in those days, people will no longer say the parents have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. Instead, everyone will die for their own sin. Whoever eats sour grapes, their own teeth will be set on edge.
Wow. This is so clear. Jeremiah is saying, you know, in those days, when people understand the justice of God, in those days, no one is going to say, parents have eaten sour fruits and the teeth of the children are on edge. But if the Lord liveth, everyone shall die for his own iniquity. The fathers have eaten sour grape and the children's teeth are set on edge. This is not going to be said. This is not going to be said. You know, when we really understand what is happening, we will say this text is going to be fulfilled. That is truly, 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 truly. Well, the punishment we are having, it is not the punishment of Adam, but it is our own what? Our own punishment. In conclusion, Jesus Christ, chapter 4, verse 4, in the book of Galatians, it says, in the fullness of time, God sent his own son, born in flesh, under the law. So just like me and you, Jesus Christ was born with also the sinful nature. But we say Jesus lived, but yet without what? Without sin. So how come is that Jesus didn't have sin? It is because no one is born a sinner. Everybody is born with what? With what I call the sinful nature. But now, because we have got the sinful nature, it is hard for us to choose that which is good. Therefore, we follow in the same path of disobedience. Then when we are punished, we are not punished because we had a sinful nature. We are punished because we didn't choose the power which can help someone with a sinful nature. What is that power? That power is Jesus Christ. So people are going to be punished by God, not because they inherited Adam's sin, but they are going to be punished because the solution to overcome the sinful stature God had provided, but the people did not choose it. John chapter 3, as I close, verse 19. Here is judgment, or here is condemnation, that the light came into the world, but people choose darkness instead of light. So in other words, what is condemnation? What is judgment? Judgment is, hey man, you are sinful, but here is the solution, but you refuse the solution. People are going to be judged, not because of Adam's sins. No, people are going to be judged because they had an opportunity to accept the power to overcome evil propensities, the power to overcome hereditary tendencies, the power to overcome appetite, the power to overcome passion. But if people choose to say, we are sinners, God is punishing us. No, one of these days, truly, Jeremiah 31, verse 29 and 30, it will be said, no more will it be said that the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the teeth of the children are on edge. Everybody who understands that anyone is going to die because of his own iniquity. So my prayer for you, dear brothers, dear sisters, everybody who is listening, is that God is just. Truly, he's just. He will never punish anyone for what he has not done. If we are going to be punished, it is because we have not chosen the light. It is my plea and my prayer that we choose light, not darkness.
All right, that's it. Please pray for us as we close, Mfundisi.
Shall we pray? Dear Father God in heaven, you know, many of the times we think that God, you punish us for what we have not done. But today you have made it clear that you do not punish anybody for someone's sins. Help us to take responsibility of our actions. Help us to understand that if we are going to suffer, it is because there is power, the balm in Gilead, we are not accepting in our lives. We thank you because you are God. Maybe there is somebody who was thinking that his life is not working because of what has happened in their lives. But today you have taught us, dear Father, that it is not a problem to be born poor, but to die as a poor man. That is a problem because you haven't taken charge. It is not a problem to be born with a sinful nature, but to live a life of sin, it becomes a problem because the power to overcome is there and has been provided. In Jesus' name we do pray. pray. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you very much, Influence. Really appreciate you coming through to talk to us.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.